So in this video, we're going to look at how 2025 is the year of the AI agent or the AI bot. And if 2023 and 2024 were all about generative AIs working on their own with you in unison, then 2025 is the year of the autonomous AI bot, aka the AI agent. Firstly, though, what is an AI agent? Well, Wikipedia defines it as like this. So an AI agent has goals. An agent is designed to create and execute the plan put before it. Agents can divide into sub-agents to create a complete system that can accomplish difficult tasks. And so it's basically an AI robot, a piece of software, an AI agent that does the things that we want it to do, either things that we can't do or things that we can do, but we want the AI to do it much more quickly. So that could be making money, it could be building a website, it could be getting traffic, making a video, building a software tool. Whatever it is that we do in our core business, we are increasingly going to be able to automate with AI agents. And this is a completely new type of technology that's gradually starting to roll out. It's one I've been working on now for well over a year. And I'm just, you know, seeing such a transformation. The impact it's had on my business. So it's not training where you do this yourself. It's not software which automates the system. It's not traditional AI, which actually can't really do things. It can help you do things, but that is not what we're talking about here. This is completely new. And let's return to this image of Abraham Lincoln so I can actually get my money's worth. Here's Abe Lincoln with a quote, "I lived through a whole lot of craziness, but I've never seen upheaval change. And raw opportunity like existed during the rollout of AI agents. What a time to be alive." And I truly do believe this. I think that a generative AI, while it's been impactful, hasn't really, quote unquote, done things. Whereas these AI agents, because they are focused on action, I think we're going to see this idea of AI and AI agents kind of percolate a lot more into the mainstream because of the fact that they will actually do things in the real world and in the digital world. And so I think this is kind of where AI is going to go mainstream. It's going to have the most impact is because of this advent of the AI agent. And you may have seen this quote where Sam Altman said, "In my little group chat with my tech CEO friends, there's this betting pool for the first year that there is a $1 billion company, which would have been unimaginable without AI and now will happen." And so the idea here is that AI is going to create a $1 billion company, or unicorn as it's called. And it's basically going to happen because of the combination of one person plus AI agents. Okay, so it's not going to be one person plus AI or one person plus software. It's going to be one person plus AI agents that allow all of this to happen. And I personally think it's very, very close. And in the meantime, of course, we're going to get one person, $1 million, $10 million, $100 million companies. So this is all a very exciting time to be an entrepreneur. So let's look beyond simple language models, beyond ChatGPT. Why am I so excited about AI agents? Well, basically, it's summed up in that quote, the idea of a one person, $1 billion company. And this is what OpenAI CEO Sam Altman was referring to. This is the AI agent and the impact it can have. And the reason that AI agents are such a step change are really as follows. So firstly, language models are powerful, but they can't really do anything. They can't publish anything. They can't take actions. They don't have access to any tools. And agents give these language models the ability to execute, to take action, to act, to, you know, to have agency and to do things, which are the things that we want them to do. Secondly, AI in some way, you know, ChatGPTs and these language models, in some way kind of solve 10 problems and then give you 11 more. And so they kind of create all these opportunities for us, but because we're the ones who actually need to execute on them, it can also almost be like kind of more frustrating to know that there is, you know, 100 things that you could do, but you just don't have the time or the money to do them. Agents can already do a lot. So you may have seen this baby GPT, which was able to build fully fledged games. You just let the thing run and it was, you know, able to create these games. I'll probably do a link to that below this video. And by the way, agents may even be the key to cognition and intelligence too. And, you know, I would argue this as someone who is not working on these frontier models. I'm not trying to build my own language model. I don't have the capital, the skill, the knowledge to do that. But I am at the frontier of AI agents. And one of the things that surprised me about building these agents is they don't just help with my ability to do things, but they actually help with my ability to think more clearly, because a lot of the cognition that we use, a lot of the thinking that we use day to day is actually focused on working out how we can do a thing and, you know, having to manage the team and having to make all these decisions. Whereas if you just outsource that to an AI agent, it actually frees up a lot of your cognition. And so I think the ideas of thinking and doing are actually closely intertwined. And I wouldn't be surprised if breakthroughs with agents also unveil breakthroughs with intelligence in general. Also, agents are the key to gaining a competitive edge today. Okay, so that's kind of the summary here, is that, you know, a lot of people know about ChatGPT, a lot of people know about these other generative AI tools. They are kind of already in the mainstream, but there are very, very few people who are actually using AI agents. I am one of them. It's transformed my life. And I'm just getting started. And I am one of many, many other companies, including all of the big tech companies. So at the moment, it's a very empty kind of space. But over the next year or two, it's going to get insanely crowded. But now is the time to do this. Also, agents are going to future-proof you. So this is a couple of screenshots here to show that, well, to show two things, really. So on the left, we have this idea, this breakdown of different AI models that I think Google put this together in a research paper. And you can see that their level 4 virtuoso, level 4 AI is, you may find it difficult to read this, but it says that is at least 99th percentile of most skilled adults, okay? And this is virtuoso narrow AI, which is over here, which is better than all of the other general AIs, okay? So a virtuoso narrow AI is actually better than emerging AGI, which is arguably where we kind of are now. It's better than competent AGI. It's better than expert AGI. And it's only when we get to the level of a superhuman intelligence that is, going to be at a competitive disadvantage. And so my argument is, we know what these tasks are that we can define, we can have these agents, these bots execute on. We are going to be able to stay ahead of the curve building these narrow virtuoso AI agents all the way until super intelligence comes, at which, you know, case all bets are off. I mean, if we go over to this other research paper, which I will link to, I think I actually pulled this off Twitter, so I'll provide a link to the tweet. You can see that if we have GPT-4 here on kind of the S2 level, and then we have GPT-6 here, which is, you know, two models away, GPT-4 plus tools is still ahead of GPT-6. And GPT-4 plus tools plus AI agents is still ahead of GPT-6 plus tools. So again, it, you know, gets us to the point where it's only super intelligence that is ahead of AI agents, okay? And so by being active in this space, you kind of future-proof yourself against a future where there are these super, super intelligent language models that are way more powerful than what we have now. You can still be more powerful, more active, and more agentive and more successful, and be able to create better outputs than even the most powerful language models, provided that you focus on narrow virtuoso, world-class completions, but only in specific domains that you consider important, which of course in our case is all of the things that we've talked about in this training, which is why AgentX is focused on all of these narrow silos of profitable things that we want to do, the websites, the traffic, the products. That is our focus. And I believe that we will continue to lead the way in those areas, even when GPT-5, GPT-6, Claude Opus 5, whatever it is, whenever these new models drop, we will still be ahead of the game. And I've also talked before about how agents roll the dice. I've actually talked, I think, about how prompts are done best when we do multiple versions of the same prompt. You know, all these language models have randomness, they have AI, and the image model, the image AIs too, they all have randomness and kind of the ability to vary, you know, the tasks. And so some of the outputs we get will be 6 out of 10, some will be 7 out of 10, some will be 8 or 9 or 10 out of 10. But every so often we're going to get one that's a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10. Well, this is inherently there with these agents because you can set them up so they don't just run one output. They can actually run 5 of the same output or 10 or 20. And so you can see here some of the images that I used in these slides. You can see that I actually didn't use all of them, but pretty much in every case, I just ran 3 variations. This here, for example, was one prompt that I ran, but I did 3 variations, ended up with 9 images, and selected one from each one. So I only basically had to click one button to create these 9 images. If I was doing this from inside of DALL-E or whatever, or from inside of Midjourney, I would have had to run multiple images, but the agent here generated lots of different images, and at least, you know, 1 in 3 of them was good enough for me to use. And we've spent a lot of time talking about the potential opportunities, but also there are some risks, okay? So we don't just want to dive into AI agents because it's beneficial. We also want to do so on a defensive level. It's not just all about offense and being successful and making money. It's all about, you know, being also about being defensive, okay? So a quick warning from history here about how we don't want to miss this wave. I've talked earlier, right at the start of the training, I've talked about how this is, you know, this AI agent wave is bigger than AI, it's bigger than social, it's even arguably bigger than the web, okay? This really is on the level of the invention of the wheel and, you know, the invention of fire, okay? So ChatGPT language models, they're not going to take your job. Humans with ChatGPT and language models probably won't take your job. AI agents will take your job, okay? It's just that simple. If you're a knowledge worker, then you are up next. I've already been having conversations over the last few months with some of my most senior developers who I work with, who build a lot of my software, about some of the things that I'm doing. And increasingly, I'm seeing them perplexed and stunned and surprised. And these are, you know, engineers with 20, 30 years experience. They know a lot of programming languages. And they are kind of unable to help me with a lot of the things that I'm doing because we kind of move into a point here where a lot of this stuff isn't, a lot of the software that you build with these AI agents is not really built using traditional programming languages. Most of the heavy lifting that's happening is actually done on the language model side of things. And so it's kind of a weird Venn diagram where we have an overlap of software and engineering and coding. And then on the other side, we have language models and generative AI. And the second kind of part of the Venn diagram graph is just getting bigger and bigger and becoming more and more important, okay? So if you're a knowledge worker, you're a coder, you're a copywriter, you're a designer, then if you're not already in the crosshairs, then you are next. Also, though, a warning to the already rich and high status. And so you may think that if you're, you know, sitting on a investment portfolio that's kind of pretty diverse, you've paid off your mortgage, your kids are at private school, you know, you're kind of good to go, you're a high status, successful, rich person, that you don't have to be too worried about all this. But the truth is the agents are going to automate everything that we value as people, all the things that we do. And in the process with, you know, inflation of things and deflation of things being what it is, they will reduce the value of what you have, okay? They're just going to devalue everything, basically. And then finally, also a warning to the kind of handy blue-collar and manually skilled guys, because robots are now coming. We've seen some of these kind of start to drip feed through this year with demos, such as Tesla's Optimus. That's going to be a big one. Elon Musk, I saw an interview the other day where he said he thinks there's going to be several billion of these robots by the end of the decade, which sounds kind of, you know, hyperbolic until you actually look at some of the tech that's already out there and that's going to be rolling out over 2025 and 2026. And then finally, also a warning to those of us who do own these AI agents, all of these people that I've talked about here are not going to be too happy about what agents are about to do to them, okay? And so, you know, it's not like I'm looking at all of this with glee. I'm very, very excited to be building on this technology, but I also know that there are going to be winners and losers. I don't want to be on the loser side, but equally, I have to, you know, kind of understand that people aren't going to be too happy if I'm very successful with my AI agents and it seems to be, you know, at their expense, okay? So this is something that I have to be honest about, I have to be open about, I know that you probably bought this to learn about how to enter some prompts and to make some money, but this is something that you need to think about, okay? And there are already agents out there, you know, I've got Agent X myself. You've bought this, by the way, you have purchased from something that an AI generated. But you already do this all the time. OpenAI have their own agents. Google have their own agents. Actually, all of the underlying algorithms that power Google are essentially powered by agents, very narrow ones that, you know, really only focus to optimize the advertising platform and the search platforms, but they are basically already agents. There are many, many more already out there. And, you know, I'm using agents already. And so all these things you can see on the screen, from creating affiliate campaigns, building web pages, making videos, getting traffic, helping with music production, mentoring, creating digital products, physical products, copywriting, generating images, researching, and so much more. Agents are already doing all of these things for me personally right now. And this is just the beginning, okay? And by the way, you want to check out the AgentX webinar, which there should be several links to that under this video, but I will be sure to link to it here as well. Just an example, by the way, of some of the things that it can do. This is a one individual task that I have, which is built into AgentX, whereby the agent will build a sales page. That may sound like a singular thing, but actually, if you look at all of the components to that, we have creating two variations of a single logo, one white and one black, creating different e-cover software mockups for a product, creating multiple images, creating icon images, editing over 30,000 lines of copy and code, taking screenshots of all the blocks, and then uploading each of these 79, I think, in total blocks that it's created, doing all these different things, and displaying them on a single page for you to select to then build up by clicking, literally clicking on each of the blocks you like to build up your sales page, okay? This is just one individual task with inside of AgentX. Up until now, this has been built by me by hand, and it took me a lot of time, but it's been worth it. But we are now at a point, we'll have more information about this soon, where increasingly I am not the one building the agents. The agents are the one building these agents. So if you can imagine this as an example of a task, you can imagine what happens when the flywheel is such that the AI is the one building all of these, okay? So we're now at that inflection point. I am personally, let alone what many other of these companies are doing, okay? So this is an example of an old page that I built, or more accurately, the AI agent built, along with, and this is just one block, by the way, the AI built this and 79 more like this in around 6 hours. It actually took the AI 2 hours or 2.5 hours to build these, took another hour to make the video, and then I spent another few hours just kind of selecting the blocks that I wanted and tweaking it. You know, it's absolutely insane when you kind of look at this, where in 2020, I would have paid someone, a freelancer, $3,000 to do this. And by 2024, this has now been cut down to just a few hours. And now as we head into 2025, this is going to be done in seconds, okay? So it's just going to get crazier and crazier. So this has been a very interesting video. It's kind of not really giving you a direction as such, but is more kind of giving you some things to think about. And so the next steps you'll want to take here are to watch the AgentX webinar. That's going to explain what these AI agents are. It's going to show you my agent, so you know what to expect as we go through 2025. Get AgentX as soon as possible, okay? So once you've seen the webinar, you'll understand why I'm so excited about this. And bear in mind as well, what you're about to see in the webinar is not the latest version, okay? I'm always around 2 to 3 versions ahead of what is currently released, okay? And then I bring that to the users. And so you'll see some of the, you know, the updates we have lined up very, very soon. Those are just the tip of a very, very large iceberg. And I've been working on this since March 2023. It's been in stealth since the 1 year anniversary of ChatGPT, November 30th. And I'm just continuing to build on this all the time. So this is your best chance to get future-proofed and to benefit from all the things that the agent does. So be sure to check out the webinar. And then once you've done that, prepare, quite frankly, for a very bumpy year. I think this year, you know, in a lot of ways, a lot of political headwinds and other things that have happened, But it's just about to get crazy in 2025, okay? So the that should say 2025. So the technological changes that are coming this year to not just marketing and money making, all the things we do online, but also generally to the world, I really believe are going to dwarf even the advent of the web and the internet in the 90s and early noughties. You know, this is going to be a huge upheaval for us. It's a massive, massive changes that are going to be coming. But as you know, change equals opportunities. And so now is the time to start looking seriously at AI agents. So thanks, and I'll see you in the next video.